Was that you I heard singing earlier, Don?
Indeed it was, Yael. I bet you didn't know I had such talent.
I hate to say it, Don, but you don't have talent. You're rather tone deaf, and your voice cracks every time you try to sing higher than a grunt.
I wasn't talking about my tone or any of that. What I meant by talent is how long I can hold a note, and I can pick that note up again and again. I could sing for hours without getting tired.
Please spare me the demonstration. I'll take your word for it. Anyhow, what kind of talent is that?
In the cricket world, I would reign as king, for you see, the key to catching a female cricket's interest is a long music recital. The male who sings the longest song wins. Some male crickets sing up to 3 hours at a time.
Right. So the female cricket finally breaks down and says, "Okay, shut up. I'll go out on a date with you." But wouldn't hours of singing catch the attention of more than just female crickets? In case you're not following me here, I'm talking predators, Don. Seems to me that to a hungry toad, a male cricket's song would be more akin to a dinner bell than a mating call.
You're right. There is a risk to being such a charmer. However, that's why these cricket crooners are also hiders. They're not as likely as their less talented counterparts to go out exploring. I guess you could say they're shy, romantic sorts of fellows.
Give me a break.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. For A Moment of Science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.